WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 64 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast. Coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. Rain since midnight has already left most of the listening area, and in its wake, a new daily record for April of 1.17 inches. 4.8 inches for the month takes the year-to-date total at Easterwood to over 18 inches. The outage map at BTU shows 16 active outages affecting just under 200 customers, down from 300 2 hours ago. As Bluebell ice cream plants shut down due to listeria contamination, employees are on the company's website and recently reactivated Twitter account.
The support's a little bit overwhelming.
Some people say you shouldn't take it personal, but I take it personal because I have a heart for the company I work for.
There was also a mention about the company's new intensive plant cleaning program, which starts today.
We try to help each other out and try to do what we need to do to keep things going, to keep things clean, so we can make the best product in the USA.
Five employees ranging in tenure from 19 to 33 years are on the two-minute video, which you can see on our website at WTAW.com. The College Station City Council has directed staff to develop regulations to allow a group of food trucks to park on the same lot. James Benham pushed the idea of the food truck park at University and South College at the home of the former Albertson store. John Nichols raised more than once to Benham the concern of protecting brick-and-mortar restaurants.
And we have to think about equity and competitiveness issues regarding existing businesses.
Alrighty, but we've already addressed that largely in our existing with distance and buffering requirements. We've already addressed that in a lot of our existing items here, and so you always have to think about that. We had to think about that when we first passed the mobile food ordinance in 2011. The equity and issues were already there as well.
Food truck owner Derek Baer says he's negotiating with the property owner to manage the lot. Promises made the last couple of years about the new Kyle Field were repeated again during the latest update from Texas A&M System Chancellor John Sharp and project representatives. They said once again that construction is on time and on budget. There's enough women's restrooms, and there will be enough cell phone capacity for texts, photos, and social media. Tim Lomax of the Texas A&M Transportation Institute says the chancellor has given $1 million to replace traffic signal controllers around College Station.
We're giving that to the city of College Station to amplify the work that they've already started. You'll begin to see that occur between the spring semester and the summer.
Lomax also says they're looking for a couple of additional locations for the shuttle bus service. The main site of Get to the Grid will be at American Momentum Bank at University in Copperfield. Blinn College has announced four finalists for district president, who is responsible for campuses in Brenham, Bryan, Seeley, and Schulenburg. One of the candidates is Blinn's president in Bryan, Sylvia McMullen. The other finalists are also from community colleges located in Austin, in New Jersey, and Minnesota. Each of them will be on the Bryan and Brenham campuses the week after next for open forums. Those schedules and more biographical information are on our website, WTAW.com. 3 months into the Texas legislative session, lawmakers are working with a different philosophy from the governor's mansion. State Representative Kyle Cassell of rural Brazos County says he's fine with Governor Greg Abbott waiting for the House and Senate to work out, among other things, the next budget.
And I have all the faith that the conferees and the lieutenant governor and governor and speaker will start playing together nice, but I think Governor Abbott is doing exactly what he needs to do. Let these two gentlemen work this out and the two legislative bodies, and we will.
Cassell says the state leaders are meeting weekly over breakfast, so they all know what's going on in each other's camp. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 64 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube. More news coming up at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that starting March 1st, your registration will serve as a combined proof of inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. You could do that at our Tradition Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818, next to Raleigh Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryant Parkway, next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
Keeping your children's minds stimulated and challenged through the summer can be a bit of a task, but not with Fungineering. Fungineering will have camps for children ages 6 to 14 running every week all summer long. The camps will offer science, technology, and engineering by working with Legos, robotics, and the game Minecraft. Help your child get enthusiastic and interested in science and engineering in a way that will last blast. Come to an open house Wednesdays and Thursdays from 4:30 till 7 throughout the month of May. And check us out online at FungineeringCS.com.
It's a 10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful country setting. Peach Creek Vineyards. Go to PeachCreekVineyards.com. They're located just south of College Station.
Mostly cloudy skies will continue through today, along with a chance of more scattered showers and thunderstorms developing. Some could be heavy. High temperatures near 80. Any showers and storms diminish tonight. Low temperature by morning down around 60. Cloudy to occasionally partly sunny, breezy, cooler on Tuesday. Maybe a few showers around, temperatures near 70. Fair at night, low 50s. Nice day on Wednesday, kind of cool and dry, mostly sunny. High temperature, low 70s. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
I got about 0.6 inches there at the house this morning. My little rain gauge. It's a European rain gauge.
European? Is it in millimeters?
Yeah, so that I had to print up the conversion sheet so I'd know how much rain.
So you have to go home and calculate it?
Yeah, exactly, so I could do that. An anonymous investor has paid off the $360,000 mortgage of a man who lost his house and wife in Osa, Washington's landslide. The donor was moved to act after seeing a news account about Tim Ward, whose wife, Brandy, was one of 43 people killed in the slide on March 22nd of 2014. Tim Ward, rescued in the first few hours after the slide, was airlifted out with a crushed pelvis. J.P. Morgan Chase, private bank client, who read about Ward's case in a recent news coverage on the slide's anniversary, contacted his banker and said that he wanted to help. How much is the mortgage? He said, I want to pay it off. That's pretty cool.
That's pretty darn awesome.
It is. Yeah. So, you've probably heard of all sorts of different ways that people claim will keep your cut flowers fresher in a vase of water. But do they really work? Real Simple Magazine ran a test on some of the things. Aspirin.
I heard that.
Yeah, theory is that aspirin increases the acidity of the water, helping it move up the stem. Well, in reality, half the petals had fallen off in 7 days.
Thought it worked as a blood thinner.
Yeah, it does.
Oh.
And
But flowers don't have blood.
They really don't.
Okay.
Very seldom. Unless it's a fly trap that has a bug inside it. Anyway, so aspirin's a loser. Listerine.
I hadn't heard that one.
I hadn't either. Supposedly a cap full in the water would kill bacteria just like it does in your mouth.
Ha!
After a week, there wasn't much of a smile about it, though. Listerine did not work much at all. A penny. The copper is supposed to act as an antibacterial agent.
Sounds right.
Flowers were slow to bloom, bloomed very nicely, but they died quickly after that.
Aha.
Bleach. Again, I've never heard of this one.
I've heard bleach when you do with Christmas trees.
Okay, sure. Now, that's supposed to stop mold growth. And it seemed to do that, but the stems got all bleached white, which you might not want. Changing the water daily and snipping off the end of a quarter of an inch or so every day. The flowers opened beautifully. Petals dropped off on day 4. Spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. But it was uneven blooming. The flowers mostly stayed intact, though, after 7 days. The flower food that comes with the flowers. It contains a biocide to kill bacteria, an acidifier that helps the stems drink water, and a sugar to nourish the blooms, and was by far the clear winner. After 7 days, the flowers still look good.
Well, there you go.
So, there. That's to help you out, because, you may be given some flowers. Of course, you may have missed your administrative assistant week last week.
Oh.
Yeah, so,
You got Mom's Day, though.
That's right. That's coming up. So, what can happen if you stop a sneeze once it has started?
Your head will explode.
That's right, yes.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, you probably can't do much. And if it does, it is usually because of some underlying problem you've already got. So here we go. Dr. Alan Wild, who's a head and neck surgeon, says, you can cause injury to the diaphragm if you try to stop the sneeze in progress. This could happen. All right. You could break a blood vessel in the white of your eye.
Yeah.
Causing bruising. Okay. And again, it looks horrible. It's not, it happens. Just, you go to your doctor's pretty cool about it. Go, it happens. It could force air up the eustachian tubes in your ears and cause a ruptured eardrum or injury to your inner ear.
Holy cats.
That could hurt. Weaken a blood vessel in the brain. Okay. Just say
leads to future problems.
Yes. Plus, as you already know, if you stop a sneeze, it'll try to come back around a few minutes later. Yeah. Why do we sneeze? Sneezes protect your body by clearing the nose of all that bacteria and stuff, okay? But other things that can cause you to sneeze, of course, plucking your eyebrows. Do you know that?
No.
No.
Exercise and sun. All sun, can, yeah. Yeah, can do that. You do not sneeze in your sleep. And just FYI, the longest consecutive sneezing lasted 976 days.
Oh, I'd be tempted to off myself at some point.
Donna Griffiths of Worcestershire, England, where they got that sauce, that Worcestershire sauce, according to the background information at the Library of Congress's website.
Sun sneezing is a thing.
Yeah, I've...
Phototomorsis.
Is that what it's called?
Phototomorsis. There it
phototomorsis.
Is.
Phototomorsis. Okay.
What, there's a PT.
You look at the sun and it makes you sneeze,
being
or what?
In the sun causes uncontrollable sneezing. I was actually looking for the phrase that when you... my grandma used to say, if you feel a sneeze coming on and it wants to hide, look up at the light and it'll chase it out.
Oh, how very interesting.
And when you look at it, and I do it every time, I look up at a bright light and there, sneeze.
Wow. Oh, that's, Well, like that's interesting. Okay.
I've had that happen on the air and I just stare at the fluorescent lights.
There we go. Shall we talk about the snooze alarm?
The snooze bar boogie.
Oh, man. You know, I'm just not a big fan. I just don't do it. I'm going to say 97% of the time, I just don't do that. Because you're asking for trouble, I think.
Absolutely.
I think, yeah. So, you hit the snooze bar, you steal that extra 9 delicious minutes of sleep.
Why is it 9 minutes?
That's exactly my question.
Okay, all right. So, now, but there is a price that you are paying, okay? Well, first of all, why don't you Google that, and we can find out what the answer is on that.
Oh, okay. I thought it was going
to
be in your...
No, I don't happen to have that. This just has to do with the whole snooze alarm thing anyway. Your body needs some time to get ready to wake up. When you let yourself go back to sleep, your body thinks, oh, false alarm, and it falls way back to sleep. When that buzzer goes off a second time, your body and your brain are taken by surprise, resulting in you being fuzzy-headed and groggy, and that's called sleep inertia. Okay?
Uh-huh. That makes sense.
Yes. This type of sleep inertia can persist for up to 2 to 4 hours, according to research. The other problem is that you're throwing off your internal clock by getting up at whatever, 7 o'clock one day. And yeah, exactly, 7:30 the next. If you're not waking up at the same time every day, your body doesn't know when to start feeling sleepy either, making you more likely to push your bedtime later and further deprive yourself of rest. Sleep experts recommend setting your alarm for the time you have to get up and then actually get up when it goes off every day, at the same time. Eventually, this consistency should help you feel naturally sleepy at the end of the day, and that way you feel compelled to go to bed when your body needs to, then you wake up when you need to for an alarm. Go ahead.
Oh, so Google had the answer, but first I got to say, your internal clock is amazing. At least mine is, and most people's are. And what I do is, if I know I need to get up at a certain time, especially if it's an odd time that I'm not used to waking up at,
right?
When I go to sleep, let's say it's 3:30, or let's be more reasonable, 8 o'clock. Got to wake up at 8 o'clock
okay.
or something.
All right. Okay.
When you're going to sleep, you say it's about, you're going to midnight. I guess you get your full 8 hours.
All right.
It's midnight now. I'm going to wake up in 8 hours. In 8 hours, it will be 8 o'clock, and I will have been asleep for 8 hours. So you just run it through as many ways as you can until you fall asleep.
Yeah.
Okay. And I typically bolt up within a minute or two of my alarm going off.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and then what they say is, if you have a dog, you know, you set the alarm, and then on the fourth day, the dog will wake you up.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's true.
Yeah.
We have dogs that have these flappy ears. And so when they're ready to get up, that's right, yeah.
So Google's pretty good. They put the answer on the front page, and their source is the Jewish World Review.
Okay.
And when clockmakers were making mechanized clocks, they were geared.
Sure.
And so they had to mesh with the other gear's teeth, and the engineers had to choose a snooze that was either 9-plus minutes or 10-plus minutes.
Okay.
So they assumed that since the alarm was already going off, you were into the 10-minute range. So if you hit 9, you'd be somewhere between 9 and 10 minutes.
Okay.
So you wouldn't get between 10 and 11 minutes.
Very good. Hello. So,
you know, there's a whole Seinfeld episode on that where Kramer has an internal clock.
Yeah.
He just says, you know, I'm going to wake up at such and such time.
Uh-huh.
It didn't work.
Yeah, no.
It works for me like a charm.
Mr. Spock does. Mr. Spock had an internal clock. He could, like, time it to the second, you know. Yeah, I know. We miss him, don't we?
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
It's lawn mowing season, and Kyrus Truck Center can help you spend a lot more time doing things you want to do. Hi, this is David from Kyrus Truck Center, and all the rain we're having means a lot of mowing time this spring and summer. At Kyrus Truck Center, we have a wide selection of zero-turn mowers by Hustler, Ferris, and Cub Cadet, and we can save you hundreds of dollars right now before the peak season hits. I know you don't want to think about mowing your grass, but I can have you ready to go and save you a lot of money with a little planning. Kyrus Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
I'm Jennifer Kashinko with Your Money Now. Chipotle Mexican Grill says it has finished removing genetically modified ingredients from its foods, becoming the first major restaurant chain to do so. The chain, which has more than 1,800 restaurants, has been working for more than 2 years to eliminate corn, soybeans, and other crops whose DNA is altered to achieve traits like pest resistance. Furious 7 has become only the third film ever to make $1 billion internationally and led the U.S. box office for the fourth straight week. But Marvel's The Avengers: Age of Ultron is closing in with a massive $201 million debut overseas. Furious 7, a film whose fate was once in doubt after the death of star Paul Walker midway through shooting, has now made $1.3 billion globally. Only two other films, Avatar and Titanic, have made more money internationally. Crude oil down 23 cents at $56.92 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures indicating a moderately higher open this morning. And that's Your Money Now.
Do you want to learn how to steal customer credit card information from major retailers so you can buy anything you want?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's award-winning firewalls prevent hackers from taking your valuable data to the bank. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about protecting customer data and your reputation, visit barracuda.com/firewalls.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and fewer harvesting hours. Which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF. We create chemistry.
This morning's financial report has been brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Looking to earn college credit in less than 3 weeks? Then try a mini-mester class at Blinn College. With a wide variety of courses offered on campus and online, the mini-mester doesn't have to interfere with your break, and it definitely won't break the bank. Blinn's mini-mester courses are a fraction of the cost, and most transfer seamlessly into your university degree plan. Take a class you need for your transcript, or simply try something new. Register today at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. You know, abdominal pain is nothing to laugh at or ignore. Sometimes it can be an indication of some serious problems. Abdominal cramps and pain, even severe urgency to go to the bathroom, loss of appetite due to inflammatory bowel disease, chronic bad breath, stomach cramping when you're trying to eat, even after taking antibiotics for a while. First Choice Probiotics by the Activate Company can help you with all these problems and let you feel normal again. You know, those yogurt products that you see in the store, well, they might help a little bit, but they're not going to solve the problem. First Choice Probiotics gives your system the good bacteria needed to keep things working properly. Doctor developed and made in an FDA-approved American pharmaceutical lab. It must work for you or your money back guaranteed. For more information, just go to myactive8.com. That's myactive and the number 8.com. Or you can call them toll-free, 800-465-4411. That's myactive8.com or 800-465-4411. It was an event of unbelievable magnitude. February 20th, 1962, astronaut John Glenn sat in a 9.5 by 6 foot space capsule called Friendship 7, hurtling across the skies 100 miles above the Earth. Americans listened to the reports of the historic flight with a sense of both awe and dread. Why dread? Well, because Project Mercury was daunting with many unknowns to overcome. What would be the effects of weightlessness? Had we come up with the best mechanical design? And, of course, the dreaded re-entry into the atmosphere. And there was that now-famous note that Glenn carried. Oh, we've heard about it. We saw copies of it in the newspaper. And we even heard Glenn read it on television before he went up. The note said, "I am a stranger. I come in peace. Take me to your leader." And there was much speculation written about the note. As we were told, we just didn't know if we might run into someone in space. Were there beings living out there who had not made their presence in the universe known? Now that they might see us reaching beyond our own atmosphere, would they make contact with us through John Glenn? Well, those were all questions that not only NASA asked, but millions of others too. So, in the pocket of his spacesuit, John Glenn had a note written in about 14 different languages, which proclaimed that he came in peace. The facts are, that's not at all why NASA put that note in his pocket. Like I said, this was a first-time re-entry from orbit. If the technicians lost control of the capsule, and it came down in the midst of, say, the jungles of New Guinea, well, no one could guess what a bunch of baffled natives who are seeing a big parachute with a capsule at the end and a tiny creature in a silver spacesuit and helmet emerge. What would they do? It's a little-known fact that no matter how much the press tried to play up the angle of running into aliens, it was the possibility of coming down somewhere they hadn't counted on that had NASA so worried. That's the real reason that John Glenn carried a note of peace in several different languages, written in phonetic pronunciations, announcing that he had come in peace. Not for E.T., but for the people here on Earth who had no idea that men had started to conquer space.
If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Normandy Tractor. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. And right now, get the best deal of the spring with the Kubota L2501F 25-horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot Land Pride shredder, complete with a $300 factory rebate and a $500 cash rebate. Only $12,195 or 10% down and payments of only $162 per month. Norman G. Tractor asks you, why buy used when you can buy used with prices and payments as low as these? Need to finance? Norman G. makes it easy with zero down payment and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And remember, most any trade-in could be your down payment. Norman G. Tractor voted best of the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials at normangtractor.com, located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G., Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor.
Hubble's 25th anniversary. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. The Hubble Space Telescope has been taking high-resolution images of the universe for 25 years now. Daniel Clary of Science Magazine reflects on Hubble's many discoveries.
It can detect some of the very first galaxies from the early universe, so it's the first time we've been able to see what they look like at visible wavelengths. And it demonstrated that most galaxies out there have a supermassive black hole at their heart. So that's something we didn't know before.
The telescope has also led to a better understanding of the age of our universe and the rate at which it's expanding. And it took the first snapshots of an exoplanet.
You always find things you're not expecting. And that's been one of the joys of Hubble. It's discovered things that weren't even dreamt of when it was built.
I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Apple's Watch finally became available to shoppers this past Friday. Kind of. I'm digital pro Kim Commando. More coming up. Massive high-profile security breaches have become so common, it's unusual not to wake up to news about another one. Think you have protection? You'd be shocked how many companies' computers store everything about you, including your banking information. One hack is all it could take for thieves to steal your money, damage your credit, and wreak havoc on your life. While no one can prevent all identity theft, and nobody can monitor transactions at every business, for as little as $9.99 per month, you can get proactive identity theft protection from LifeLock, an industry leader in identity theft protection. If your personal information ever becomes compromised, a certified LifeLock agent will step in and work on your behalf to help restore your good name. And if you upgrade to their LifeLock Ultimate Plus service, you get protection for your bank accounts, investments, even the equity in your home. Visit LifeLock.com/Kim now or call and use promo code Kim to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. Call 1-800-417-3841, 800-417-3841, 800-417-3841. This past Friday, Apple's Watch finally became available to the public. Kinda. Apple stores still don't have any to sell you. A few upper crust boutique stores do. Apple can't explain why. Not that customers are clamoring for an Apple Watch. They just aren't. At least not yet. One Wall Street Journal columnist wrote about how it took her 2 weeks to tame the thing. Her words, not mine. Another financial analyst writes that for the first time, Apple's really worried about the launch of this product. They're actually looking to make deals with celebs to wear one in public. Now, I'm not saying that Apple's Watch is another Google Glass. You gotta remember that the iPhone started out slowly, too. People didn't know that they really needed one. But the more time that goes by that you don't hear of someone, anyone of real importance, raving about this thing, it's not a good sign for Apple. I'll tell you, I'm not so happy with mine. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time over at Commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Ziner. Navasota ISD campuses will open later than normal due to power outages from this morning's storms. Doors open and staff are asked to report at 9:30. Buses will be delayed 2 to 2.5 hours. Breakfast service will not be available. Phase 2 of the Kyle Field redevelopment remains on schedule and on budget. Greg McClure of Manhattan Vaughn Construction says they're working from south to north along the west side, with the first of the three-story cluster columns going up next week.
By, let's just say, the end of May, the entire seating structure over on the west, over on that side, will be completely in place. So you'll see the bones of the stadium, if you will, from what you'll always see from the outside. You'll be able to see that.
What you won't see are the installation of nearly 1,100 cell phone antennas, which Todd Christner says will allow 100,000 Wi-Fi users on the network at the same time.
Which means your cell phone is much closer, making the battery life while you're here much greater. So if you show up with a full battery, it's going to last the whole game.
Chancellor John Sharp says the electrical system will be activated May 15th, the air conditioning June 15th, the installation of the grass field July 1st, the completion of the west side canopy July 15th, and the elevators and escalators August 15th. 4 years after the city of College Station adopted regulations on food trucks, its city council will consider allowing mobile restaurants to gather in parking lots. The first will be near the former Albertsons, next to Northgate. Food truck owner Derek Baer, who told the council he would manage the operation for the property owner, says more trucks means more customers.
It's hard to get, you know, 10 of your coworkers to come out and just have waffles. But if there's a barbecue truck, you can go get a sandwich, you can go get tacos, you can go get, you know, Japanese food.
The proposed conditional use permit was promoted by Councilman James Benham, who has seen food trucks in parks in Portland and other cities.
These spaces can be absolutely beautiful and can lend themselves quite well to people staying and hanging out and bringing their kids and being particularly attractive.
No date has been set for when the council will consider final action. 4 finalists have been selected to be the next district president at Blinn College. They are all scheduled to visit the Bryan and Brenham campuses the week after next. Public forums are part of their itinerary. On our website at WTAW.com, you can find the forum schedules and biographies of those who are interested in leading Blinn's 4 campuses, which also include Schulenburg and Sealy. One of the finalists is local. Sylvia McMullen is the current president of the Bryan campus. The other candidates come from Minnesota, New Jersey, and the Austin Community College District. There's a difference in conducting business in state government with Rick Perry moving out of the and Greg Abbott moving into the governor's mansion. State Representative Kyle Cassell of rural Brazos County says Abbott is keeping close tabs on what lawmakers are doing.
The governor and lieutenant governor and speaker and comptroller meet, I think, for breakfast every Wednesday. So they're in communication constantly, and this is really a little game the lieutenant governor and speaker get to play, and the governor's not taking such a big role in it, and that's good.
Cassell is confident the state budget will get worked out, even though the House prefers a reduction in the sales tax and the Senate favors increasing the property tax exemption and giving breaks to small business owners. Texas teacher training programs that began when George W. Bush was governor appear to be on the way back. The state Senate recently approved four bills filed by Lois Kolkhorst of Brenham that would recreate math achievement academies and reading excellence teams.
The feedback from the teachers and the administrators have been very positive on these series of bills.
The additional training for elementary school teachers, which passed the Senate on a unanimous vote, is also supported by Governor Abbott. A former member of Rick Perry's staff when he was governor is one of three judges who will consider Perry's appeal to have his felony abuse of power charges dismissed.
Justice Bob Pemberton is one of the judges from the Republican-dominated 3rd Texas Court of Appeals named to hear Perry's appeal. According to his biography, Pemberton was a deputy general counsel on the former governor's staff and a briefing attorney to former Texas Supreme Court Chief Justice Tom Phillips, who is now on Perry's legal team. Perry appointed Pemberton to the appeals court in 2003. The panel will receive briefs on the appeal May 13th. John Mark Dempsey, TSN News.
As Bluebell ice cream plants shut down due to listeria contamination, employees are on the company's website and recently reactivated Twitter account.
We can look and see all the people that support us at this time and how it really builds us up and keeps us moving forward.
Another employee who's been with Bluebell for 31 years choked up when talking about the impact the recall has had on him and his family.
When you start talking about it, you know, I'll go home and I'll talk with my wife, and my kids will, you know, encourage me, and it hurts, but we know that support is there.
The video, which you can see on our website at WTAW.com, includes 5 employees from the Brenham plant. Today is the first day all Bluebell employees start a new training program, and plant equipment undergo what was described as new intensive cleaning program. A North Texas woman who survived an avalanche triggered by a 7.8 magnitude earthquake in Nepal is trying to find her way back home. Danielle Banks sent a text message to her mother Friday saying that she experienced an earthquake as she was making her way up Mount Everest. She sent another text message Sunday morning to her mother letting her know she was safe. Banks went to Nepal after graduating from Texas A&M University in December of last year. For the 7th consecutive year, News Talk 1620 WTAW has received the Texas Associated Press Broadcasters Radio Excellence Award. That was one of 2 additional honors WTAW received Saturday night at the annual awards banquet of the TAPB and Headliners Foundation of Texas. And 2 of 4 TAPB awards also received recognition from the Headliners Foundation of Texas. Details are on our website, WTAW.com. News time is 8:37. It's 65 degrees. We'll have more news today at noon. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Have you heard? There's a clean, modern venue with ample meeting space in town. And it's yours, the Brazos County Expo. From business meetings and banquets to large-scale conferences and trade shows, the Brazos County Expo is the perfect space for your event. Drawing attendees is easy. 80% of the Texas population lives within 180 miles of our community. The Brazos County Expo. It's local. It's yours. Book it. Call 823-3976 or visit BrazosCountyExpo.com for more information.
Have you taken the speed test challenge yet from Suddenlink? If not, why? Go to speedtest.suddenlink.com today and find out just how slow your internet is compared to the super fast high-speed internet you're going to get with Suddenlink. Broadband internet at 150 meg. Minimum is 50 megs. You can download files faster than ever before, and you'll be able to stream stuff, and you won't even know it's streaming. It'll be just like over the network cable broadcast. It's absolutely awesome. Take the Suddenlink challenge at speedtest.suddenlink.com today and get the fastest broadband internet for a price starting at just $35 a month with no contract. You can get the 30-day We Promise money-back guarantee. You can find them easy, 4114 East 29th Street down there by KBTX, or visit suddenlink.com. And since we're talking about Suddenlink, the wait is over. Witness one of the most anticipated sporting events in recent history as the pound-for-pound king Floyd Mayweather puts his legacy on the line and face 8-division world champ Manny Pacquiao. It's live on pay-per-view May the 2nd. Plan to watch your pay-per-view today by going to suddenlink.com/PPV to order.
It's time to golf for Special Olympics. Howdy, I'm Coach Gary Blair, asking you to join me for the 12th annual Coach Blair Charity Celebrity Golf Classic, benefiting Special Olympics and other charities. Save Friday, May the 8th for golf at Traditions. Go to CoachBlairCharities.org to sign up. Special thanks to Mac Resource, Chili Fest, BB&T, Jack Hilliard Distributing, KBTX, and News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Mostly cloudy skies will continue through today, along with a chance of more scattered showers and thunderstorms developing. Some could be heavy. High temperatures near 80. Any showers and storms diminish tonight. Low temperature by morning down around 60. Cloudy to occasionally partly sunny, breezy, cooler on Tuesday. Maybe a few showers around, temperatures near 70. Fair at night, low 50s. Nice day on Wednesday, kind of cool and dry, mostly sunny. High temperature, low 70s. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
So the rain's done, or maybe not. It may show up again.
Yeah, later this afternoon.
Did you have the rainfall totals right there? Because you were talking about that earlier.
Mm-hmm.
What were the numbers that we were talking about?
It's from since about 2 this morning, 1.17 inches.
Wow.
And I said record amount, but it's a record for this month, not all time.
But still, what do we got as far as numbers are concerned for this month? It's been pretty spectacular.
It's almost 4.8 inches for the month, and March was still rainier, an inch more, and then 18 for the year.
Yeah. I know I got more at my house than that. I know I've gotten that.
And this is all from Easterwood, so there's no telling.
Yeah, because I know I had more than 5.5 before last weekend. So anyway.
Impressive.
It's been good. And
what is that in millimeters?
Yeah, really. No kidding.
You laugh, but then you can't convert to cubic centimeters.
Well, that's what I wanted to do. Just stand around talking about, everybody's talking about how much rain they got. Well, yeah, I had 42 cubic centimeters.
There you go. Huh? How many grams is that?
Exactly.
You wish you were metric.
I don't.
Yeah. A woman in Washington State under arrest and facing charges for a non-fatal hit-and-run accident that injured a young boy. The woman arrested on Friday after police sent out dogs to search a field near the accident. The police dogs located her within a few feet of her location. Officers were able to determine her exact hiding place after seeing the ground move in an unusual way. She apparently had tried to cover herself in dirt to hide.
Oh, wow, like Predator.
I guess. I thought Predator just became invisible.
Well,
Sylvester Stallone.
No, the other one.
Arnold.
Thank you.
Okay.
Covered himself in mud. That's right.
Oh, did he? Oh, okay.
I think Sly did the same thing.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, how many ways can you hide? Jay-Z has fired back at critics of his Tidal music service on Sunday, claiming the site is doing just fine and that its subscriber base is growing.
Children, fingers in your ears and make the la-la sound.
That's right.
La-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
He relaunched Tidal after purchasing its parent company earlier this year for $56 million. ROI may not be quite what he had thought.
Yeah.
Urging critics to hold off on dismissing the service too soon, he tweeted, "The iTunes store wasn't built in a day."
Okay.
"It took Spotify 9 years to be successful," end quote. He probably had an assistant do that for him. Jay-Z added that 770,000 subscribers had already signed up for Tidal, which he relaunched to compete with platforms like Pandora and Spotify. See how that works out for you. Furious 7 enjoyed a victory lap over the weekend, becoming only the third film to ever make $1 billion internationally and leading the domestic box office for a fourth straight week. Avatar and Dingy are the other two, by the way, who've done that.
If you look at its scorecard, it's a whole bunch of check marks in the meets expectations box.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. That's it. The movie that poised to topple Furious 7, The Avengers Age of Ultron, launched overseas with a massive $201 million debut. Opens in U.S. America this Thursday. I believe Mr. Downs went to see it.
Age of Ultron? Or
Furious 7.
Yeah, he did.
The first six have slipped up on me. I'm sorry. So at this point,
you're a little behind.
Yeah, I really am, and I'm guessing that probably I'd need to maybe get a refresher course. Yeah,
now.
Yeah, and they're probably not all on Netflix, so I couldn't binge watch them.
You don't want to binge watch them either.
No, that too. Obviously, shockingly, there will be an 8. I know. Yeah, it will live beyond Paul Walker, obviously. Vin Diesel has confirmed that Furious 8 will be released on April the 14th. And, you know, on some level, you have to consider what Robert Downey Jr. does in acting when he's doing the Marvel stuff. Was he Iron Man? Is that right?
Yes.
Hate I know that. And and then you've got Vin Diesel. I mean, anytime, as I said to Ben when he had told me he'd seen it, any movie that has... the number 7 in it, you can bet that dialogue is not the reason that the movie is being made.
No.
So, I mean, with that in mind, and how much CGI they do with this movie and their special effects and such, don't you wonder? I mean, they're having to act in a very unusual way, too.
Sure.
They don't get to really use great words. They probably don't get a chance to have tremendous interaction with human beings on a real cerebral level. So, I mean, I guess that's acting as well. And the fact that there's 8 of them is...
somebody likes them.
Yeah, I think so. So, anyway.
Well, everybody freaked out about Star Wars being just a crap movie. And
yeah, yeah, that's true. So,
how many spinoffs and how many billions of dollars is that into it now?
Yeah, it's doing pretty well. Wisconsin woman accused of spending her granddaughter's inheritance on booze and cigarettes. Yeah. Oh,
bless her heart.
Prosecutors say that Betty... Now, you know... It might be her daughter's inheritance, but it's not until she dies.
Yep.
I mean, it's pretty much, I think we should rewrite that to say, a Wisconsin woman is accused of spending her money on booze and cigarettes because it's her money. Prosecutors say that Betty Jo Coleman lied about her criminal past and to be named guardian of her granddaughter's estate. Oh, it's her granddaughter's estate. That's different. That's not written properly then. The 14-year-old girl... had been left $50,000 when Coleman's ex-husband died. Okay. But authorities say within 2 days, she had spent $2,600 at Best Buy.
That ain't much.
Within five. At Best Buy? Shoot. That's a couple of those big old boxes of TVs. And within 5 months, Betty had spent the rest on alcohol, cigarettes, wigs, and various cash withdrawals. Officials found out later the woman had prior convictions for theft, forgery, and identity theft. So what happened is she lied to get at the money. Is that basically what we're saying there? Okay. All right, here we go. Hitting on a flight attendant. Okay. Jokingly telling her that you're going to hijack the plane if she turns you down. Not okay. Yosef Sharif was aboard the Air India flight in business class, putting his best moves on the flight attendant. He even asked her if she would take a selfie with him, and if you could take pics of the cockpit. Well, she turned him down, started to walk away. That's when he told her that he would hijack the plane. Well, she went and told the pilot. They had him arrested when the plane touched down. Yeah, probably not the thing to be doing. So. And this story I've got to investigate. I only have one line, and it's one of those stories that, you know, you probably would like.
You want a little more depth?
Well, I think so, if we possibly can. And I don't know what's out there. But anyway, in the next commercial break, I'll have a look. It says here a group of strippers has won a $6.5 million lawsuit against the Paradise Show Club for cheating them out of tips. So we'll see.
Okay.
He was hiding the money because they couldn't.
On exhibit now, Texas Presidential Library and Museum, Texas A&M Forest Service presents History in the Making, celebrating 100 years of service. This exhibit brings to life the people, places, and events that shaped the agency over the past century. Walk through the exhibit's forest setting to discover how early patrolmen detected and extinguished wildfires. Experience the sights and sounds of wildfire fighting. Discover how the first conservation efforts evolved. Learn through interactive displays about wildfire detection and incident response. For more information, log on to Bush41.org.
This is Jeff Mirsky with W.E. Gibson Insurance. Do you feel captive to rising insurance rates and second-rate service? If this is the case, make the choice today and give me a call and let my ability as an independent agent represent you to more than just one insurance company so we can match you with the right coverage at a competitive price and receive exceptional service. Give me a call today at 694-1555.
Or better yet, stop by. We are located in College Station at Longmire and Deacon.
No, there's nothing on it. Okay. Spoiler alert for Grey's Anatomy. Is this a spoiler
yeah.
alert?
Yes.
Is it? Okay.
I don't watch it, but.
Okay, well, should we not say anything?
Nope. 3, 2, 1.
You've been warned.
Okay, that's right. What's his name's dead? Dr. McDreamy, is that right? Derek Shepherd, is that right?
Yeah.
Patrick Dempsey's character, okay. New York Daily News says this week's episode will extend to 2 hours, which would let series creator Shonda Rhimes more time to show the reactions of the other characters. Grey's Anatomy pulled in 9.4 million viewers from past Thursday's episode, its biggest audience since the season premiere, and the fans' reaction to the death of one of the main characters have been angry and outraged. So
Dempsey wants to race more.
Is that it?
That was part of it, yeah.
Okay.
My wife started crying 10 minutes into the episode.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Rumors continued that Shonda Rhimes wrote him off the show because of his diva behavior on the set.
That's what I heard. She has a habit of doing that,
what
apparently.
Do you mean, that's what I heard?
That's what my wife reads those blogs.
Oh, okay. All right.
She heard it. Shonda Rhimes tends to write people out that she has beefs with.
Okay. The New York Post quoted sources who say, given all the past problems with Katherine Heigl and Isaiah Washington, there's little tolerance on that show for troublesome talent. And Patrick, who is in the middle of a divorce from his wife, has said in the past he'd been looking for that next job. Well, I guess he gets an opportunity to do that now, doesn't he?
Yep.
Okay. Well, let's see. The Bruce Jenner I Feel Pretty interview on ABC's 2020
God.
Pulled a 16.9 million people.
It's terribly insensitive.
Yeah, it is.
Probably
enough to make it the most viewed show of the week. Last week's season premiere of Discovery's Deadliest Catch ranked number one among unscripted cable shows, 2.44 million. So there you go.
That Jenner interview... I've always thought he's pretty weird.
Uh-huh.
It actually made him seem more normal. It explained a lot. It really made a lot more sense.
Okay.
If you buy everything he's saying, how he's felt uncomfortable in his skin since he was a child, it actually makes a lot of sense what he's been doing, and the media is not helping him any.
Well, sure. I mean...
And he did say he'd prefer he and him until, you know, a later date. He's still a he. That's what he says.
Okay.
This is Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Katie Dempsey speaking with Breanne Gorbett, the new community director for our local chapter of March of Dimes. Big stuff in the works. March to the Brazos, March for Babies, and a lot of ways to get involved. So, Breanne, talk to us about March of Dimes weekend.
Yes, my first event is going to be May 2nd and 3rd, and that's March for Babies and March to the Brazos. March to the Brazos is a really, really cool event, and it's the largest student organization fundraiser in the nation, and that's done by the Corps of Cadets. And they are going on their 39th year of this, and they are almost to $3 million through their 39
wow.
years. So we're really trying to help them reach that goal this year. They're also having a really cool watch raffle from David Gardner's Jewelers. They have been so amazing and so generous. So if you're interested in trying to purchase a David Gardner's watch with a Texas A&M seal, just find a Corps member and they can sell them. There's 44 watches, one for each outfit. So there's plenty of opportunities to win a watch from them. Tickets are $10, or you can get 3 tickets for $20. If you wanted to go and see them start the march, then that's going to be at 7 a.m. at the Quad on campus, and that's when they'll start their marching to Rosenthal Meat Center. And then Sunday, we're going to have March for Babies, and that's a family-friendly event. There's going to be bounce houses and princesses and heroes, and it'll just be a really great time for families to get together and celebrate healthy moms and healthy babies and raise money so that people in our area can have the best treatment possible, and we get to do a lot of community programs. So if a child is born and has to be in the NICU, then we at March of Dimes will be able to help take care of them and bring them things that they need in that moment.
And I think there's no cost associated with this, right? It's more a thank you to all the people who stepped up and raised money for March for Babies. But if you didn't this year, you're still welcome to come out on the day of. Is that right?
Yeah, it's a free event. So bring out the family. there's still donations coming in. So if you want to make a team, then it's free to register, and you just get donations from your friends, your family. Any kind of donation is going to be helping us out, you know, from a dollar to, we still have a couple sponsorships left, and those are at the $2,000 level. So if your company wants to come in and pitch in, then we'd love to have you. But if you don't have time, or if you've kind of waited until the last minute, then that's okay. Just come out and celebrate with us. There will be plenty of fun, free food, free music. It'll just be a great time. If you want more information about the walk, you can go to marchforbabies.org and type in Bryan College Station, and it'll bring up all the information. The walk's going to be held at Research Park on May 3rd. And team registration and team pictures are at 11:30, and then the walk starts at noon. And then after the walk, you know, you can walk. You can choose to walk part of it, or you could choose to just go to the family carnival, where there will be music and food and lots of family-friendly activities, especially for the kiddos.
And if you want to get your family involved, maybe to step up as volunteers, March of Dimes is currently looking for those. All the details and more, marchforbabies.org. I've also reposted Brianne's information at brazzislife.com. I'm Katie Dempsey, and this is Bravo Brazos Valley. Spring is here, and now is the time to get fit at AeroFit. You can enroll for just a dollar. Plus, if you're transferring from another club, you can qualify for up to 3 months free. AeroFit has 5 locations to better serve you and your family. AeroFit has been voted best of the Brazos for over 10 years. That's because of AeroFit's excellent facilities, services, and staff. AeroFit is everything you and your family want in a health club. Plus, with AeroFit's elite training staff and exclusive SmartStart program, AeroFit can get you on a safe and healthy path to fitness. Mention this ad and you can enroll for just a buck. Plus, if you are transferring from another club, you can qualify for up to 3 months free. Call Kamai or click AeroFitClubs.com today. Get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. It's never been easier. Join today and your body will thank you later.
So make that getaway today. You know you're going to feel great. We're Total Fitness, AeroFit for life.
Come stand with the 12th man at all Texas A&M athletic events. You make a difference for our student athletes in our venues. Tickets are available at 888-99-AGGIE or visit 12thman.com/tickets. Thanks and gig 'em. Aggie fans, Texas A&M Athletics is always just a few clicks away on your digital device. Stay connected by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Visit 12thman.com/social media for a complete social media directory.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Well, let me see. You know, we think we know about Earth. We don't know nothing about Earth.
We don't know nothing?
Nothing. A great reservoir of previously undiscovered searing hot magma below the supervolcano that lies under Yellowstone National Park. The magma blob is so large that LiveScience.com says it could completely fill the Grand Canyon more than 11 times.
What?
That's a big pimple.
Wow.
Golly. Researchers say the discovery of the magma doesn't raise the risk of future eruptions at Yellowstone. The reservoir is in the Earth's lower crust. The molten rock extends from about 12 to 28 miles deep, measures about 30 miles long northwest to southeast,
good
44
night.
Miles southwest to northeast. Yeah, that's pretty big. Lady in the UK wants the government to pay her bills because she can't find a job because...
she's too fat.
Her face is tattooed.
Oh.
33-year-old Kay Bennett of Swindon had her face covered with star tattoos 9 years ago. When she began to feel left out by colleagues at work, she resigned. She claims since then nobody will hire her because a jobless recluse. She's now become a jobless recluse. Kay claims that she applied for 40 jobs in the past year.
Bless it.
Yeah, says she wants to have the tats removed but can't afford it, so she's asking the government to pay her $21,000 a year to make up for her lack of salary. I think she could probably do customer service on the phone, couldn't she?
Yep.
I think that's probably...
work in a tattoo parlor.
Be a doable thing, hun. You could do that if you wanted to. Yeah, or a tattoo parlor. You could be a walking...
Piercing Consortium.
Yeah, something like that. Could be a walking billboard for them. Just saying.
She could have parents hire her to tell our kids what not to do.
Could do that. Yeah. That's exactly right.
$10 an appearance or something.
Yeah. The I'm stupid, don't do this. Could wear a little sandwich board that says that.
Call Bill and Hillary.
That's right.
They know how to set up speaking campaigns like nobody's
business.
They really
do. You could make some pretty serious money maybe doing that. This date, 1974, 10,000 march in D.C. calling for the impeachment of Richard Nixon.
I'm not a crook.
7 years to the day the computer mouse was introduced.
Huh?
Yeah, that's what it says here, 1981.
7 years?
That's what it says.
81?
Yeah, 74 to 81. Isn't that right? In that 7 years? Last time I noticed it was. Okay, anyway.
Okay.
That was Xerox. It says here, Xerox Park. What does that mean? P-A-R-C.
That was the company there. That was the company name, Xerox Park.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Me
hey.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
there you go. That's what it was.
Okay. And more tornadoes than any time in this date. In 2011, there were 226 in one day.
Yikes.
Uh-huh. Fox.